Yumpin' Yeminis.
Recording.
Grotesquely underprepared.
Did that open the channel? It's been a while.
Looks unlocked.
Looks like an Ergamash is in for the win.
Nice.
I did the mash. An Ergamash.
An Ergamash. Nice.
Man, last week I went to a basketball game, which I never do. I went to a racetrack, which I never do. It's crazy.
Wow. All right. You were elsewhere. Yeah. You were on the road exploring the country.
It was.
Anything good?
Yeah, I got to kiss the bricks at the Indy 500.
Oh, is that a good thing?
Yeah, it was fun.
It's not a euphemism for something bad?
It is not.
Okay.
I don't know why you would want to do that.
And then I went and saw Caitlin Clark play in a women's NBA game.
Oh, right.
That was fun, too.
You got the fever, and the only prescription was more WNBA?
I did get the fever. They were playing the Connecticut Suns.
Oh, did they win?
They did not.
Boo.
The fever are really not good.
All right, that's fair.
They started out like the season like 0-5 or 0-6. They're getting better. They're on a winning streak now. I think they won 2 in a row.
Oh, good.
They're on a heater. Are you prepared?
Loosely.
Oh, man. I'm not. I just realized I never made a title for this week's Always Sunny.
Uh-oh.
What are you thinking?
I think we'll just read whatever Samurai put on the graphic.
All right.
Because I didn't make one. He always makes one.
Right. He's way more consistent than you.
What did he put on the graphic? Oh, he didn't put one on the graphic either?
Uh-oh.
Son of a bee.
Just when I was giving him all the credit.
Man, I was going to give him credit, steal his title.
All right. Where's that script? How does this show work?
My book.
Been forever. All right. Pop, character. Am I forgetting anything? Oh, I am forgetting something.
I think I got everything ready, so, you know.
Ian, you more prepared now?
You can start the show. I think I remember what we do.
Yeah.
I think there's an acting, there's a character, there's a pop, there's an infographic.
Still need more ideas from folks on how to replace the acting segment.
Yeah.
Think on that, people.
Maybe we'll see if it's in the mailbag, but it's tough.
Yeah.
Whenever we're on hiatus, the mailbag is always scarce and confusing.
That is true. So there were a couple of suggestions. I forgot to send them to you.
Oh, okay. Let's start this party with a bang. Oh, I saw the trailer for the new Joker movie last night.
Oh, yeah?
I think it's going to be good. We went and saw Furiosa.
Oh, well, yeah?
Yeah.
And?
I liked it. It was not as good as Fury Road. But Fury Road is amazing. So,
it's pretty excellent.
Yeah. But I enjoyed Furiosa.
But was it better or worse than Godzilla?
Callback.
Boy, that's a tough call. I'd put them equalish.
Okay. I'll wait till it comes out on Max.
Furiosa has some good things, but it's got some dead time in it that got a little boring in spots.
All right. That's fair. Like I said, when it comes on Max, I'll check it out. I've been on a winning streak. I don't want to disrupt it too soon.
I think Dune 2 is on the Max already.
Dune 2 was awesome.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, I have not watched that yet.
Oh,
my
so
goodness.
Good.
Those 6 hours flew by.
They sure do.
I mean, and still hungry for more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to ruin anything for anybody other than telling Craig that speech that Paul gives in 2.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that spends a lot of time rent-free in my head throughout the day.
Yeah,
it was awesome. I mean, it was some excellent acting from Timothée Chalamet. I was really impressed. Austin Butler. He was amazing.
Is that is that Elvis?
Yes.
Okay.
He was also one of the main characters in the I always forget the name, Masters of the Air.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
If you've not watched that yet.
I have not,
but I did I did finish Shogun, and it was awesome.
Shogun was good.
Awesome. I have never read the book and I never saw the original, but this was great.
Yeah, they did really well. It's really close to, I mean, obviously they can't put everything in the book in it, but they did really close.
That's a big book.
Nice.
It's a big
book. Is a thick paperback. Like, it's like 4 inches. I've got it up here on the shelf here somewhere. But yeah, it's substantial. All right, let's roll this show.
It's 4 inches, but it's thick, I promise.
True believers, Welcome to the 472nd. That's where I was going. It's my 111th birthday. 470. Jesus.
19-dickety-6. Apparently that's... I wore an onion on my belt.
I am apparently not recovered. Episode 422.
Nice.
Of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm apparently insane. I'm Craig. We got Ray. We got Ian. I'm back from Indianapolis. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Really, really well.
They got a giant war memorial there. It is large.
Wow. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
What? Which particular war are they memorializing?
I think all of them. I don't know.
Oh, my. That's quite the memorial.
It's very large.
We got them all covered.
So this show is covering the week of 529 through 6-5. It's already June, kids.
I know. It's insane.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, is... Oh, well, yes, yes. I'm like, it can't be.
But it can be.
But it will be. It's not June.
And another way, I can't wait for June to get here. My second doctor appointment is coming up. Maybe I'll be able to actually, you know, use my foot after breaking my big toe. So it'll be nice.
All right. Does it hinder your driving?
I mean, I did drive. I drove up to Williamsport. But let's be honest, the Tesla did most of the driving. All so... Right. But I, you know, I have to be, if I'm going to hit the brake, I have to be careful not to use my toe. I have to use like the ball of my foot or lower. Sure. So,
okay. In your 7-day 4-star crash, the Titans. Since we missed last week, on the 20th was M'Baku versus Black Panther, and let me tell you, that battle sucked.
Really?
Oh my gosh! Wait. Yes. It turns out M'Baku does no damage of any kind.
He's all about the match damage.
Ugh. Mike had to play that 6 or 7 times. It was very frustrating.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
I could not outheal the amount of damage that Black Panther was putting down on me.
Well, that I believe. Black Panther can be quite tough. I got it on the first try. I didn't have a problem.
Nope. That was rough for me.
Interesting. Did you try it at all, Ian? I mean...
What? No. Okay. No, M'Baku isn't a usable character on my roster. You have all three colors. Right? It didn't look promising.
And no, probably not.
There was all sorts of stuff going on. There was a holiday. There was...
True.
Others. Oh, it was the Sinister Six.
Yeah,
Sinister event Six. Happened yeah. while we were away.
This is true.
Whew, that one skyrocketed into first place as my new favorite.
Because you can get it done so fast?
It's
oh my gosh, really Craig. Easy. We didn't have a show, so I didn't know it was happening. So I totally missed out on Thursday. By the time I logged in, you know, at like early, like so 7:30 Friday, and I was like, "Uh-oh, gotta make this happen." We were on round 8. I was like, "This is the best day of my life."
I think I saw the message in the chat saying, "You know, hey, that was quick." Before I played a single match, like you guys had already gotten all the rewards, and I was like, "Huh." I guess I'll get some personal rewards.
Yes, you will. No, and it was good.
Because I drove back Thursday, but it's like an 8-hour drive to Indy from here.
Right.
So by the time I got home, I was like, oh, I'm going to bed. I'm tired.
Sure.
So I didn't play until Friday night, I don't think. And it was pretty much done. All right. This week, you've got War Machine versus Thanos and the Hulkbuster. Have you tried that yet?
No, I can't say that I have, but I think I'll be okay. I think I have... I might not. I might have just a... I don't know what my War Machine situation is. But
Your War Machine is a 5-3-4. You have him at level 229.
Oh, all right. I'll see if I can snag a cover real quick.
I think that's doable. Yeah, maybe not both okay. in a row.
Yeah, do one each day.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's Hulkbuster. Just don't let him get red and, you know, you'll be okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not. I'm hopeful.
And then next week is going to be Jamie Madrox, the Multiple Man. Versus some other men's or women's or multiples of things, whatever he might be doing.
I do love the, I like the image of on the graphic for Ian's multiple man, but turns out that cartoon is nowhere near as good as the original comic. Oh, no, wait, that's, sorry, I got the wrong cartoon. I like it even more now. It's Rick and Morty, isn't it?
I was going to say, it was Mr. Meeksy, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. That sounds right.
Yeah. Trying to help Jerry improve his golf game.
Right. They kept him insane. Summoning more. They're like, yeah, right. This isn't helping. I don't remember.
In Storyland, Cosmic Chaos is running now. That'll get you a Squirrel Girl Angela, who I had to look up because I'm like, who the heck is Angela?
Oh, isn't that one of Thor's people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gargantos, what's his name? Oh, man, I forgot his real name.
Yep. Yep. Gargantos is good for now.
All right. And then placement.
Shuma-Goroth will come to you later.
There you go. Thank you. Nick Fury and some Phoenix. And if you have not puzzle gauntleted, you've got a little bit of time to finish up your puzzle gauntlet.
That was, isn't that this? This is the easy puzzle gauntlet, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I won the two that I do, like, within a couple of minutes.
Right. Nice. I always do a little bit more so that I can get all the rewards, because just doing those two doesn't get you everything, but it gets you the big prizes.
Yeah, that's all I worry about, is to get the prizes. There's no season going on right now in PvP, but it is Staff Appreciation Day, which will get you a classic Spider-Man and a Nico. Placement is Scott.
Scott!
And then also Scott! Phoenix Scott is the shards there at the end. All right, let's go to the news, where we got... two more characters I didn't need, and then a rebalance that I don't think we've talked about. You want to go 3-star first or 5-star? What's your pleasure?
Whoa. Didn't we just have a 3-star, 5-star?
Boy, it sure seems like it.
I thought the last character that came out was 3-star Aunt May and Super Duper Aunt May.
Yeah?
Nah, wasn't there... didn't we have a... what's the 2-star? The 2-star Electra. Wasn't that after that?
Right.
Sure.
Okay. Tell me about these three-star, five-star combo.
All right, the three-star is called April Parker.
Ooh, who's that?
But apparently, she started out as, you know it, Ian, May Parker, because they're all May.
Right.
She was apparently, May Parker was kidnapped by Norman Osborn, who cloned it. Apparently, then it got infected with, Venom symbiote, because don't they all? And then she found out that she was a clone, changed her name to April.
Oh.
And apparently she goes by the name Mayhem, but is a symbiotic force of good.
Oh.
Looks like she's going to feed Jessica Drew for, I guess, just name reasons. And then that'll feed the 5-star variant of this that we'll get to in a minute. And a side feeder of actually feeding Black Cat. All right, I wonder if they're doing something together in the comics. I don't know. All right. So purple symbiote sense. This is a passive. Whenever April Parker takes damage, create some protectiles. They start out as 2 strength 10 protectiles. At the start of April's turn, depower up to 1 random enemy, strike, or attack tile by 8%. As you're going up in levels, you will get 3 tiles, and then you will be depowering 3 tiles, holy smokes, by 20% each turn. Well, that could add up quick. I mean... There you go. Every 5 turns, you got it down to nothing. Well, not really, because diminishing returns and all, but, you know. The black power is called Mayhem, 7 black. Convert up to 3 random friendly protectiles to enemy attack tiles. Then deal damage to the target increased by 30% for each protectile converted. When you get up to level 5, you're converting 6 tiles into attack tiles and then dealing... damage increased by 35%. Really small attack tiles, so I guess that's okay. Interesting. And then you're going to depower them the next turn. Okay, so that's not really penalizing. Green power, not so friendly. Oh, this is like old school, kids. AP cost, 13. That's like, how characters used to be.
Yeah, we haven't had a high cost character in a while.
Yeah. Deal damage to the target and then destroy 2 random enemy special tiles. Destroyed tiles do not generate AP. Oh, here you go. This ability costs 1 less for each enemy special tile. Minimum cost of 10, though. Okay, so you can only subtract it by 3. Oh, nope, keeps going. I don't read ahead, so... as you're going up
you
in
like
level...
You like to be surprised as you go?
Yeah. At level 5, you're destroying 5 tiles, and the minimum cost of the power gets all the way down to 7. Okay. So she gives you special tiles, and then pretty much makes them useless, and then blows them up anyway. All right, well, that's interesting. Let's see, what do we got here? There will be the Lost in Time event. There will be shards and event tokens and placement rewards. Event token and progression rewards. Cosmic Chaos, which it says is starting on the 2nd. There will be a legendary token and placement rewards. Shards and event token and progression rewards. And, Ian, Deadpool versus MPQ is coming back on June 6th.
Oh, I remember that.
Legendary token and placement rewards. Shards and event token and progression there. Let's see, the Versus is Complete Mayhem, running the 30th to the 3rd, and then it looks like the other version is called Hoops and Webs, running the 2nd to the 5th. What do we got? Distant Relations offer chance to get Spider Girl increased in chances for 10 and 40 pulls, and then the Spider Sisters Vault, again, increased chances of 10 and 40. In that, you've got one sort of Sisterhood Legendary Store token, and one Jessica Drew cover. The Sword of Sisterhood Legendary Store, 15% chance to get the 5-star Spider Girl, 5-star Green Goblin, and 5-star Peter Parker. You know, you'd think if you're going to call it the Sword of Sisterhood, you would have 3 women in it. Mm. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I got nothing. I'm sure.
That seems logical.
Yeah. Okay. All right, the 5-star version. Ian, guess what her name is?
May Parker.
May Parker.
Yeah.
Aren't they all May Parker?
Well, they're clones.
Yeah.
They should be the same thing. That makes sense.
No, no, this was not a clone.
This is yet another May
this
Parker.
This is an alternate timeline child of MJ and Peter Parker, which grew up to be Mayday Parker.
Oh, right on. Yeah. You know how I feel about alternate timelines.
I know you love them.
Love them.
Good Doctor Who, though, this last week with alternate timeline kind of thing going on.
Right, which one?
The one where they tripped the fairy circle.
Right.
73 yards.
Was okay. It was more like a traditional Doctor Who episode.
Yeah, yeah. I liked it. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Purple ability, advanced spider sense, passive. May Parker has a 40% chance to dodge any damage she would take, reducing it to 0. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Whenever she dodges, create 2 strength 73 projectiles. Well, that's even better. Yeah. May Parker's chance to dodge is reduced by 5% for each friendly projectile.
Oh.
All right.
I like it.
At level 5, it's going up over to a 65% chance to dodge.
Nice.
Doesn't say that that reduction goes down, so still only making 2 tiles or reducing it. That's pretty good power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Balances itself out quickly.
Yeah. But, I mean, with everybody, all these people who blow up special tiles, then you don't really feel bad about it, because then you're just going to dodge the damage.
That's right.
Yeah, I like that. The black power is called Mayday, 7 black. Deal non-dodgeable damage to herself. Oh, we never like that. Reduced by friendly projectiles.
Oh, great. You put those out all the time.
Yeah, you do. Convert up to 3 random friendly projectiles into strike tiles. Then deal damage to the target.
Fantastic. So now my percentage to dodge just went back up.
Yeah, so you hurt yourself.
It just keeps getting better.
But it's reduced by your own projectiles. Then you get rid of your projectiles, so your chance to dodge goes back up to 65%.
Yep.
Make more projectiles, turn them into more strike tiles.
Boy, that seems like a bargain.
Keep on dodging. Yeah, like way to go, Mayday.
I like those 2 powers so far together.
Let's go for the trifecta.
Yeah.
The hat trick, if you will.
Well, let's see what it does. It's called Static Cling. I like that. Oh my god, it's a bargain at 3 blue.
Woohoo!
But apparently it doesn't do anything. All right, I'm confused.
It has no in-game effects.
Select a color. This ability then becomes Static Fling. As you go up in level, nothing changes. So for 3 blue, you get to pick a color. All right,
pick
what happens
color,
after I
color.
Pick a color?
That's it?
Static Fling, 6 blue. Destroy up to 4 random non-friendly tiles of the selected color, then deal damage to the target. This ability then goes back to being called Static Cling. Destroyed tiles do not generate AP. Passive, enemy matches in the selected color grant 1 less AP. Advanced Spider Sense now prioritizes creating projectiles in that color. So I get to pick a color, and then you don't get the AP in that color when you match it.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, it gets better. When you go up in level, at level 5, you're destroying 6 tiles. Enemy matches are granting 3 less AP. So for a general match, they're getting nothing.
Yeah.
That's pretty strong. All right. This 5-star looks like, it's pretty good. At least at first glance here. What do you think? Well, you really want that dodge, right? So you're going to want...
Yeah, you gotta go those top 2. I just got confused by the bottom one. If you can re-explain the bottom one in an easy to understand way,
you pick a color, and then they effectively, when they make matches in that color, they don't get it.
Oh, what?
So
that sounds amazing.
So you pick their strongest color, and they're gonna get 3 less AP when they make that match. So if it's a match 3, they're getting 0 out of it.
Oh my goodness, AP denial.
Yeah.
Is that a regular thing or is that newish?
This version of it is new, right? You don't normally get this matches grant less AP.
No, that's neat. I love it.
So, boy, I really like that.
So 4-4-5. Yes.
Now you want? I really want that 65% dodge.
Mm.
So I gotta have 5 there.
3-5-5.
I'm thinking 5-5.
Or 5-3-5.
Yeah, no, but boy, that black power is where you do all your damage, though, too.
Right.
4-4-4.
I think I gotta go 5-5-3. And just have them get 2 less AP instead of 3 less AP.
Yeah, that sounds right. Because it's just not... one level in there. You don't want to lose a level in someplace else. It's... Yeah.
Yeah, I think I gotta go 5-5-3. That black power, when it's maxed, it's doing 45,000 points of damage.
Mm. Ooh.
I mean,
that's a good amount.
Yeah, that's nothing to scoff at.
Hey.
For 7 black, I mean, that seems like a bargain. Yeah, I got to go 5-5-3 with her, I think. Remind me of that in about 2.5 years when I get her leveled up.
Yeah, I don't know if it was just to counter your preemptive sass, but, like, do either of you remember the last time I've stayed awake through Craig doing one of these segments? Like, I could tell you things, power costs, some of the things that it does. I think Craig said something about something costing 13 and dropping down to 7 if you have enough.
That's true.
Something's out there. Holy smokes. Good day, boys. Let's go.
All right. So that's the 2 new characters. I don't think we talked about this before. There's a rebalance of Cindy Lou Who.
Oh, no, we didn't.
A Silk rebalance, which apparently happened on the 23rd. Along with a new costume.
Ooh, great. What's she do now?
I don't know.
Tell me more.
Let's look ahead.
You're just teasing this. It's just a headline.
No, it has it here. I just don't know what it does.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god, there's so many words. That looks the same. That looks the same. Okay, well the yellow power looks like it's mostly the same with only the numbers slightly changed.
Okay.
Like very slightly.
Right.
Let's see. The blue power also appears to be the same, just with getting the numbers slightly tweaked. What did they actually change here?
Couldn't tell you. I haven't looked at it yet.
It looks like she's now creating her black power is now creating more fortified web tiles than it did before.
Hey, that sounds fortified.
You're still blowing them up for some damage.
Does anything cost less?
Doesn't look like it.
Hmm. Does she have a new costume?
She does. Makes her look like a mummy.
Does this new Malibu Stacy have a new hat?
Of course. I want it. It makes her look like a mummy. Like she should hang out with Moon Knigget. I mean, I guess it's supposed to be web, but it really makes it look like she's wrapped up in like gauze. I don't know. Seems to be minor tweaks. I'm not going to read them all here because it's like, you know, 3 pages worth.
Sure.
Of stuff, but some minor tweaking. And then she does more things.
So, Craig, was that just a tease, or are you willing to confirm here on the show that Moon Knight and Silk is coming to Disney Plus?
That would be a funny tandem duo.
Well, that was one of her powers, right? Is she wrapped her hand all up in silk and then punched somebody?
Well, that's what this costume picture shows me.
There you go.
She got a big ball of web on the end of her hand. She looks like that guy from Street Fighter. What was the guy who has like the one really big glove on one hand?
I don't remember
Balrog?
His name.
Balrog?
Yeah.
She's kind of got that flavor going on.
Nice.
That's all the news I got. I hear we're getting a B-dubs here sometime soon.
Oh.
Who do what now?
For real, or is this one of those things that you guys are just going to tease for ages and then it'll never happen?
They have talked to the, you know, the health inspection people, so.
Okay.
You know, it could still fall through.
Is it top secret?
I don't know where. I didn't find that.
Oh, okay.
What is this thing?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
A Buffalo Wild Wings?
Oh.
I'm sure it will just never show up, just like that Shack Chicken place, or what was the other thing that was supposed to come that never happened? I don't remember. Oh, here's some news, Ian. Go to a Humble Bundle and buy the Talisman Pack for $10.
I think I've already purchased that in the past. Unless they've added something
to it. Well,
it's
got 54 items for $10.
Sure.
It is a whole lot of DLCs.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of character additions.
Yeah, I don't think I have all those, so.
Hmm.
We should play that again.
I'm sure the last time they had it on there, I bought it.
We haven't played that for a while.
No, that would be a potentially fun time.
No.
Is there any chance we're going to make that happen?
Sure. I'm not doing anything this weekend. I don't know.
Okay. I'm not even that ambitious. I just meant like this year, maybe this summer even.
All right. Where are we at? Moving on. Let's go to Sunny then. So this week, and It's Always Sunny, Namora goes to the water park.
Nice. All right. This is the Namora, she's 4-star. She appears to be red, green, and purple. All right, where are we? Cut once, 8 red AP, deal 417 damage, regaining 2 AP if the target is downed. Scales up to... Oh, there's a passive component. Namora's match and ability damage is increased by 2% for each blue basic tile on the board. Now, as this ability scales up, she deals 1,068 damage, regains 5 red AP. Match and ability damage is increased by 6% for each blue basic tile on the board. No obstacles. 8 green AP. Deal 111 damage to the enemy team, destroying 1 enemy protect tile. The passive component allows Namora's match and ability damage to be increased by 3% for each enemy protect tile destroyed up to 5. That scales up to 425 damage to the enemy team, destroying 4 enemy protect tiles. Match and ability damage is increased by 6% up to 10. And Empire's Might 6, purple AP. Create 3 red, green, and or purple trap tiles. When one of her trap tiles is matched, deal 213 damage, ignoring protect tiles, steal 2 AP in the tile's color, and convert a random basic tile to blue. So as this levels up, you're creating 4 red, green, or purple trap tiles, dealing 694 damage. So, yeah, not someone who I have a lot of experience with, but I imagine it's, I don't know, maybe that last ability was confusing and underwhelming, so I'm going to go 553.
I like the fact that Ray and I have the same build, and it's the lowest rated build.
Nice. Good job,
the
guys.
The 355 build.
Ah.
The number one build, Ian, is a 445.
Ooh, interesting.
So yeah, apparently that purple power that you dislike is what's rated the best.
That's fine. It puts out blue. That powers something else that gives you blue. Powers the red, so I get that. But yeah, I don't know. Trap tiles, whatever. Cool. Well, anyway, that's Namora. She's with Sunny and Xandar.
All right, let's jump into acting. Thank you. Who you got?
This week, it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Hey, I just learned when I went to Target today that he's got his own like skincare line now.
What?
Yeah, there was a big end of aisle display for The Rock skincare and deodorant.
Sweet, did you get some?
No.
Oh.
I don't want to smell like what The Rock is smelling like.
That's just your loss, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. How will I know now? Where is this?
Target.
I'm not driving all the way out to Target for a Rock scented deodorant.
Who's first? What do we got?
It's The Rock. Why don't you go first? Oh. I don't know. I've lost track. I can barely keep track of the people in the segments, and I don't remember where we were because we took a week off. Craig, good job. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm going with, did you know who the character Mondo is?
No.
He sounds familiar, but I'm not immediately sure. Tell me more.
I know who Mongo is, but that's not Marvel.
Candygram for Mongo. Me, Mongo.
Mongo.
This guy
just
was
pawn
a
pawn in Game of Life.
He had joined the New Mutants at one point. I thought Ian might know him because he was a New Mutant for a while. But it turns out that version of Mondo was actually just a intelligent plant creature made by, of course, you know who it is, Black Tom Cassidy. And the actual Mondo was actually a supervillain who was teamed up with Black Tom and, of course, Juggernaut. Oh, yeah. Mondo, he's kind of like the Absorbing Man. Like, he absorbs things and has matter absorption powers. Taking on the properties of any organic or inorganic material. So, he is Samoan, so that's who I went to for.
Nice.
Dwayne Johnson.
All right, that at least makes sense.
Yeah, I was going to say, mine is much stretchier. With a splash of rudeness peppered in. So I do apologize if Dwayne Johnson is listening to the show. And I do apologize for what I'm about to say if Dwayne Johnson is listening to the show. So double sorry that you're both listening to the show. And I want you to play Black Bolt. Because
then you don't get to talk?
You betcha.
I like that thought.
He could just be awesome and not have to say anything.
Are you saying one of his best roles ever was the Scorpion King?
I am saying that.
But not in the Scorpion King movie, but in the Mummy movie where he had no lines whatsoever?
The zero lines in the Mummy movie, but I secretly like the Scorpion King. But yeah, I feel like it would have benefited from him talking less.
There's one of these scents for you is Lush Coconut.
Ooh.
Papatui, apparently, was the name of it.
But I would also like to see, again, I feel like Black Bolt might give The Rock an opportunity to really, you know, act a little bit. I could have grabbed any huge random dude from, you know, the Marvel universe, but I was like, man, maybe Rock's really good. Maybe there's a Dwayne Johnson in there that really wants to spread his wings and not be like an action hero or like something comical, like the polar opposite, like a cheap laugh kind of Jumanji situation. So I don't know. Maybe he can be Black Bolt. I'm sure he can't, but in my mind, I'm okay with that. Ray, bring this home.
All right. I went with actually, I couldn't really find anything that I was happy with, but I saw one suggestion online and I thought it would be good. Well, one, he gets to take his shirt off. So Craven the Hunter.
Oh, my.
I think he would be an interesting Craven the Hunter.
He would be interesting. I'll give you that. Again, but that might, you know, force him to either reimagine Craven or you know, stretch his acting chops a
little
bit.
Sure, right.
Yeah.
You know, stretch them at all in any way.
Well, you know.
How about that? How about some exciting enhancing tattoo stick?
Ooh, wait, what's that? Oh, it keeps my tattoo sterile when it's fresh?
What do I know with the Rock's got going on? I do think it's funny that he also has nourishing shampoo and conditioner.
Oh, what? What was the adjective you used there?
Nourishing?
Nourishing.
Okay.
Well, he's got no hair to nourish.
I heard nursing, so I was really confused.
Oh, I heard murf, but I just was
nourishing.
Like, yeah. It's not super relevant, but yeah, the absolute title for this show should be We Fail English, That Unpossible.
That is correct. I have failed English multiple times tonight.
Oh, me too. Holy I got smoke. Mush mouth bad tonight. I blame you mostly.
I'm okay with that. Who we got next week?
Nice. Next week? Where'd that thing go? I've already forgotten.
Charlie Hunnam.
Who?
Charlie Hunnam.
Oh, Charlie Hunnam. I love that guy.
That's funny. All right. People, folks, send in your suggestions on what you think Charlie Hunnam should play next week.
We'll try to come up with some of our own.
So speaking of what you can send in, was there anything in the mailbag in our week off?
There certainly was. Let me take a look at it. But don't get your hopes up, but it wasn't much. So, but we did get a message from NB Perp. I think this was over on the D3 forums, who had a comment about The Rock in MCU, and I clearly like this better than mine. He said, Crusher Creel, the Absorbing Man.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Seems obvious, actually, now that he says it.
Yeah.
And this is from MB Perp, who constantly, has a standing question about Venom. And he says, my Venom is up to level 226. How's Craig doing?
Oh, God. I never prepared for this question.
I tried to give it a big intro. Like, I slowed it down. No.
Venom.
Still nothing.
180. 180.
It doesn't sound like a lot of progress.
I guess not.
Okay. Yeah, what else did he say? He says, he had comments on ascending. He says, ascending. Wow. To me, it seems simple. Make sure that you still have something, to play in DDQ. So don't ascend your character out, you know, so it's not usable. But ascend characters, all of them, max. The only time you ascend inefficiently is if you have a character that is very effective for gameplay. Ascend them ASAP. My PvE team is an all-ascended Polaris, 4-star Juggernaut, and 4-star Grocket, which slices through everything but the essential nodes. I really want to get my Polaris ascended. I haven't got that many covers. I know I was a little slow on getting her, so that's delayed me. I suppose, you know, you can favorite your characters that you want to get up there, but in any case, I don't know. What's the real truth? Do you wait? Do you get a max? Do you do one max, one min, like we had suggested last week? I don't know. I just ascend them while I can.
Yep.
You guys ascending anybody yet?
Yes.
Any
what happened?
Any plans on your ascending characters?
I don't know. I usually wait until I get, you know, two characters at max level, and then I, you know, merge them. Well, after I get a third one going,
like, so I have to have, I'm not there
yet. Have to have three of the same character first.
Okay.
I still have struggles rostering characters, so I don't need a new mechanic to spice things up for me.
Okay. There you go.
Someday I hope to, and I do have that one ascended one star Iron Man that I think they gave me. I throw covers into there every now and again. He's pretty cool.
Is that the ascended to 5 or
no, three? Like ascended to 2.
Oh, to 2. Okay. I don't know what they gave out. I have
something like that. They may have given a different one, but
multiple one star Iron Mans at different ascension levels. All right. Well, there you go. Thanks, NB Perp. And thanks, Willie. That was it.
All right. Again, if you got any of those comments or thoughts on the more ways to get rid of the acting segment, shoot a line. Let's move on. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
And we just want to pump.
You up.
You up. All right. Let's see what this boosted charactering is all about. Okay. 3 stars. Black Widow. Green AoE is boosted. Red damage is boosted. Dr. Doom, that purple damage, good. And the, let's call them attack tiles. Those are also increased in effectiveness. Gambit, I don't know what he's done post-nerf. Loki doesn't do damage. And Ragnarok. Does he heal? Is that what his blue does? That'll probably be increased. And his green damage will be increased, as will his red. All right, what's going on here? Cyclops, the 4-star version. More blue damage, more red damage. We've got Iceman. Green AoE is boosted. And Punch a Snowman damage is increased significantly. Jean Grey. She's got all that AoE, which is all going to be increased. Her strike attack protect tiles are going to be bigger. And extra damage when the enemy makes a 5 matcher. Mr. Fantastic. More flexibility damage. Slightly increased special tile generation. With Imaginat and better healing. What else is going on here? Professor X. Greatest of all 4 stars, according to Joe. Making 5 matches deals more damage. His tile buffing is increased, and his special tile generation is effective. Apocalypse, 5-star boosted. Black, more damage, more protect tile, more healing. Red, more damage, and bigger protect tiles. And more damage with his shared strength. Onslaught. What's Onslaught doing? I remember him. Larger attack tiles. He's got more damage per tile with his green, and his blue will give you more damage per attack tile in its path. All right. We also have Rescue. Wow. I haven't heard her name called in a while. More red damage. A little more blue damage and better protect tile and tile buffing and more healing all out of the yellow.
I saw that GoBot and I'm like, who is that supposed to be? And I went, oh.
Yeah. And lastly, but not leastly, the all new, all hit Victor Mancha, sometimes victorious. More black damage. No changes to the second half of his electromagnetic tempest. More damage out of his blue. And some nice straightforward damage out of his red. Let's see if there is any samurai-like wisdom this week. Pretty decent list overall. Great for the 4-star tier when the worst option is Mr. Fantastic. 5-star tier is 50-50, but Apoc is a beast, and Onslaught has a solid board manipulation. There you have it.
And Rescue that's sucks.
What's that?
Rescue still sucks.
Well, her rebalance is coming, don't worry. That's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Ian, before we get into a cold, refreshing pop.
Yes.
So I tried the chill. It was okay.
You told me.
Yeah.
I'm happy you tried it. I still feel strongly about it. I bought, like, 5 more cases.
Wow, that's a lot.
Well, it could go away at any second. I figured I'd like to have some on hand just in case.
Okay. What you got this week?
And despite what people tell me, pop really doesn't go bad. I've got plenty of time to drink.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
So I actually had a chance to taste it myself since, you know, hung out at Ian's place for a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, I got a whole bunch of cases of it.
Yeah, I don't get the chilling effect. Like, I didn't notice that at all.
I didn't either. Yeah, so now I was like,
me,
eh.
Me either. It's just part. It's just what they advertise. I just like to support them. I just like the cherry lime flavor. It makes me happy.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the cherry, but so I won't be buying it. But it was all
right. Right on. Well, on a less, but soon to be similar pop tangent, I think I'm supposed to start with the music to not make things weird.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this I've got a lot of information for you. Because this was, you know, just another band that I pulled out of a hat, and it was a weird, weird experience. Let me tell you about the Brown Eyed Girls. So, they have been in the K-pop game for ages. They are no longer with us as a band, but they were a four-piece, so they had my interest. And, I mean, they've been doing this, 2006 is when they started, and they apparently have retired in 2020, but... What you're going to need to do, and what I highly advise, is this clip that Ray picked. I don't know where it came from in the song. I haven't even listened to the clip yet, but I can tell you, you need to listen to the song, and then you need to go on YouTube, and you need to watch the music video for this. Because the music video, and the vibe, and the imagery that it is throwing out, is 100% different than the music that you're hearing. And it is an experience like no other, because it's just, I mean, they sound as run-of-the-mill as a K-pop band could sound, but the video is crazy. It's got dressage whips and kinky stuff and studs and spikes and leather and tearing stockings and choking while canoodling and just the, I mean, there's some stuff happening in this video, and the song is just so poppy and ridiculous. I'm like, where am I? And what are you doing to me? I mean, it's just two totally different vibes. The video and the song do not pair well together in any way. And so I went to listen to another one of those things. Same thing. It's the video is amazing. The girls are using their music to lead a force of rebels who's being repressed by the riot police, and it's got this like 1984 vibe, and they're all battling, and then they hear the music and they're like, no, I don't want to be evil anymore, and this whole thing is unfolding. Meanwhile, the song is just like, what's happening? Oh, guys, it's a treat. If you want Brown Eyed Girls, not really for jamming to, but check out some of their music videos. The production value is fantastic, and the themes are bizarre.
That,
just straight up bizarre. I love
it. The video, I started with a video because that's where I start, is and that was something. But the music, it was just like, I could hear this in a casino maybe in Korea.
Yeah.
Like, it just had that kind of vibe to it. But yeah,
right.
The video,
it did not have the vibe of what was going on in that video. That's for sure.
You are correct, sir.
So yeah. Mixed recommendation, Brown Eyed Girls. Now, let's talk about a beverage I had a little ways back. I just can't, you know, drink one beverage a week. That's absurd. So sometimes I have to enjoy a delicious Snake River Sarsaparilla from the Jackson Hole Brewing Company and then make some tasting notes and write it down here on my desk. And this was very good. Again, another highly recommended sarsaparilla. Snake River by the Jackson Hole Soda Company. It's got, it strikes this balance between cola and root beer, and it is really good. It's not the best one I've ever had, but it's definitely up there with the Sioux Cities of the world and the Boots and a couple of the other ones that I've had recently. But yeah, I really can't recommend Snake River Sarsaparilla enough. So that's, the Brown Eyed Girls and some Snake River Sarsaparilla. Mm. Yep. Thanks, as always, to Magnify?
Magnify. You do know I'm always a sucker for a good sarsaparilla, so.
I know. I'm still working my way through my Christmas / Father's Day / birthday. Any sarsaparilla that comes my way.
You got one or two in Cleveland, too, right?
I know. Yeah. I'm still working my way through that six pack from Cleveland. Yeah. I got a lot of Sprite Chill to drink. I don't have time for all these.
Ian, I wanted to take a side detour on my trip to Indianapolis, but the people I was with were not down with it. because there was a giant billboard that told me that I could get chocolate fudge from Uranus. And I really wanted chocolate fudge from Uranus. But they did not want to take the detour to Uranus, Indiana, to the chocolate fudge company. So.
That's really disappointing. I don't know why you wouldn't.
Well, I'll be clear, you know, obviously, if it was you and me driving out there, we would have made a side trip to
100%
Uranus, Indiana. But
even if they didn't have fudge, I would be like, we're stopping.
But yeah, I saw this big billboard on the side of the road. I'm like, oh, look at that. I'm like, that is exciting. And they're like, yeah, whatever. Keep driving. I'm like, all right, I'll keep driving.
How many people got a text from Ian and Craig in front of a sign that said, welcome to Uranus? All of them. Sorry.
So, yeah, I thought of you on my drive drive to Indian back. So I passed the billboard both directions.
Nice.
Where are we at? Oh, you have Steam open. How about that?
I do. You bought me an appropriate amount of time. Straight into the 4-star. It is none other than Ghost making a supply run.
So I'm going to be opening until I get a red or blue cover for Victor.
Okay.
That's my goal.
Does that mean Craig's going to go first?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to open like 10 of these things.
Okay.
Oh man, you guys are crazy.
Black Knight, Agent Venom, Love Sausage, Vulture, Mockingbird, Whoop Whoop.
You always make Joshua laugh. Congratulations.
Marika. Carol. Nothing so far. There's a purple. Aunt May. Harold. Polaris. I have no idea how many that was. I think that was 10. So let's go with that.
You just calling it there. Was that one purple?
One purple. Oh. 1 out of 10.
You could go to 14 and hope you get, you know, your average.
My Aunt May is a 213.
Okay. All right, so I'm just going to start opening. I have no idea how many it's going to take me. So my Victor is currently at a 5-2-2, and I've got 1,700 shards for him. So I have him almost champed, and he leaves tomorrow. So I need one more cover. So we're going to start with a... know all about her, Nomura.
Nice.
All right, another 4 magic. This is going to be a little slower than I had hoped. She-Hulk. Wolverine. Wow, the X-Force.
The Wolverine.
That looks like Hawkeye. Ronin. Prowler. We got a purple. There we go. Maybe. Nope, it's a black. Maximum voltage for Victor. That is not what I wanted. That's unfortunate. Gwenpool? America? Sorry. What?
I clicked on the link that was put in the chat about the fudge company. And the screen loads, and it has, you know, big words on the screen, we love to pack your fudge. And I could not contain myself.
Good enough for me. I'm going to click on that link while Ray continues to read.
I got a Legion and a Miles, and I got some bonus shards for Victor, but not enough. Then I got Rambo, Monica style. There's a purple Phi Lavelle. Another purple Aunt May. Uh-huh. 2 purples in a row. That's crazy. I clicked so fast, I don't know what that was. I got it a 4-star that I didn't care about. I got a Lockjaw with, that's another 125 bonus shards for Victor. So I'm actually getting close, just getting the shards. Iron Spider-Man. Spider-Gwen. Oh, Human Torch. Uh-oh. I just got some more shards and I clicked past them. And then I got another purple. Aunt May Cake Quest, but that takes my shards. Yep, I have 2,000 shards for Victor now, so that'll be enough to get me to champion him before he goes out. So I am done.
Sweet.
I don't know where that puts anyone because I don't know how Steam works. Oh, here's my roster. It's not quick. So Aunt May, I got 2 for her. She is now at a 4-4-1. What else did I get? I got a Phi Lavelle. She is now at a 2-3-2. There you go. Craig, that's back to you.
Okay. Sorry, I was distracted by fudge.
Are you still on this page? It's nothing but innuendo?
Yeah. But I don't know if it's the same company, because innuendo. That's like that's talking about Uranus, Missouri, not Uranus, Indiana.
Oh. Hard to say.
Yeah. Well, oh, okay. The original one's in Missouri.
About Uranus.
Yeah, the second one, apparently the second one was in Indiana. All right.
Can we move on to Neptune?
Sure. I was all confused. I'm like, what?
Well, that's what we're talking about, right? Planets? We're talking about planets.
Right. I thought we were talking about gods, but fine. We'll talk about
planets. We can talk about Roman gods. Yeah, sure.
Nice. You've won me back. Wasn't he a Greek god?
I thought the planets were all named after Roman gods.
Mm.
And by I thought, I mean they were.
See, I thought Uranus was Kronos' father.
Well, Kronos exists in both.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, I feel like we were both correct-ish.
Earth is not a god. You are correct. Thank you, Energomash.
Yes.
It is, however,
mind your business, Energomash.
It is, however, a demon in the Xanth world.
Ooh. Okay.
Where was I? I was on the soon-to-be-named network. It's called the soon-to-be-named network. It can be found at soon-to-be-named-network.com. You can check out this and several other excellent podcasts at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Does anybody in the audience know what I should build my Victor as? Just throwing it out there.
Can't help you there.
Your newly champed 5-star Victor Mancha.
Just now.
Soon to be boosted. Currently boosted.
I actually got him to level 451. Sweet. I don't know how that happened, but...
Is there anything else for the good of the order?
Negative. All is well with me. Thank you.
All right, then. Thanks, everybody, for joining in this week. Comments, suggestions, please shoot them at Ray. Get them in Willie's mailbag. Bang, bang. Again, if you've got any segments of the show that you would like for us to tackle, please send them along. But that's it for this week. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, don't be a slave to the grind. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.